The Am I Wrong podcast on 95.1 WAPE.
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Brad is here today for Am I Wrong? Hello, Brad.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, Brad.
What's up, man? How are you?
I'm good. How about you guys?
Oh, we're good.
We're good.
Brad, are you you having an issue with somebody that you need us to help settle?
Yeah, man. It's my friend Jimmy.
Okay.
He's super mad at me.
Oh, why? What happened?
All right. So I maybe kind of sort of made out with his mom a little bit.
What?
Oh, all right.
How does that happen?
Jimmy's mom has got it going on. Yeah, tell us what happened. Yeah, where did you hook up with Jimmy's mom?
All right, so first off, she had Jimmy super young. She's still pretty young herself.
Right.
And Jimmy and I worked together, and one day he was having a party, and it got pretty big and crowded, and there was drinks going all. We were drinking margaritas and a whole bunch of stuff, and Jimmy went off with his girlfriend, and I was left talking with his mom on the couch, and one thing led to another, and we kind of made out a little bit. But then that was all that happened.
That was all that happened.
A little bit.
Yeah.
And then we passed out on the couch. But then Jimmy came in the next morning and found us like that, and he got real mad and accused me, like, whoa, did you sleep with my mom? And I was like, no, I told him I didn't sleep with his mom. We were drunk, and we just kissed a little bit is all.
Oh.
Okay.
Was Jimmy's mom a good kisser?
Well, I mean, yeah, but that's not the point.
Oh, okay, all right. Okay. All right.
Are you, like, wanting to keep seeing Jimmy's mom?
No. I just want him to know it was a one-time thing.
Oh, okay. It's
not going to happen again.
Got it, okay. All right, let's call Jimmy and see if we can explain that to him. Hey, is this Jimmy?
Yeah.
Jimmy, good morning. How are you? It's Mark Kay and Megan. We're calling from 95.1 WAPE.
Hey, Jimmy.
Hi. What's going on?
Yeah, this is going to be fun. Jimmy, your friend Brad, who you work with, is on the phone as well.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Brad, you still there?
Yeah, I'm there.
Okay.
Jimmy, we heard about what Brad did with your mom.
Why in the world are we talking about this on the radio?
Well, because he wanted you to understand that he it was a one-time thing, right, Brad? It's not
a one-time thing, man. It's not going to happen again. It wasn't even that big of a deal. We were just two drunk people as well.
But are you still really mad, Jimmy?
Yeah, and now more. Why are you bringing me on the radio to talk about this? It's making it worse.
Yeah.
I just wanted you to know how sorry I was, bro. By bringing me on the radio?
Okay. Yeah. Jimmy, I understand it's a little embarrassing, but look, Brad just said, they were drunk. All he did was kiss your... All you did was kiss his mom, right?
Yeah. He kissed my mom.
No, wait, I guess...
But that was enough for you, Jimmy? You did... I mean, that still grosses you out?
Yes, that's my mom. What are you doing? Like, look, you can't do that. It's not like I'm trying to be your dad or anything. It was a one-time thing, man.
Right. Right. No, there was nothing out. No clothes came off. Nothing at all.
No.
Okay. See, I mean, it's just a little kissing, Jimmy. I mean,
good for your mom.
Clearly, it's not the first time your mom's been kissed by a guy, or else you wouldn't be here right now with us.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think it was kissing that got me here.
Well, that's a good point.
Right. Thank you for being quite literal.
Hang on 1 second, you two. 340-9595. We have some people on the line that can maybe shed some light on it. It's the Big A Morning Mass. We'll be right back. 95.1 WAPE. Brad called us up. He wanted us to get in touch with his friend Jimmy because, Brad, tell everyone what you did to Jimmy's mom.
I just don't think anybody
All I did was kiss his mom.
Yeah, all he did was kiss his mom. And Jimmy, you're not cool with that. You think that's way too over the top.
No, stay away from my mom.
Right. Okay. Yeah, okay.
He's really mad.
Mom sounds like a fun... Anyway.
Yeah.
340-9595. I could see how that could happen, though, if you're like, if you've got like, you know, you're partying at a place and you're, I guess he invited his mom because his mom's single, whatever. And you hook up and that's it. Like, you're just like partying down.
I mean, if you invite your mom to a party to hang out, you obviously think your mom's cool enough to be, you know, doing that stuff.
Right. But so is the mom supposed to come and like not make out with people? Is that the stipulation?
No, I say, do you, mom? You're single?
You'd say, do your mom?
No, like, do you. Like, do what you want. Like, you're single, you're attractive, who cares?
Right. Like, if you invited your mom to a party and she ended up hooking up with one of your friends.
Well, see, my mom's married for 35 years. Oh. So, no, that would be a little different story.
Oh, well, that'd be a little different story.
A single young mom and she's, like, hooking up with her son's friends? I mean, it might be weird for the son. Yeah, I get that.
All right, so if your mom, let's say your mom were single, okay? Let's say your dad tragically dies. And I'm just setting this. He's not actually going to. I'm just
Jesus.
Saying. All right, never mind. Let's just say your mom's single for whatever reason. Okay. And you invite her to a party, and your boyfriend has some of his friends there, and one of them ends up hooking up with your mom. Would you be mad?
I mean, I would think that was weird. It would be weird, but also it's a different scenario because he's saying that he grew up with his mom who was single the whole time. Like, I can't picture my mom being single, so it just doesn't go through my head.
Yeah, I think it's weird.
You think it's weird?
Well, okay. I've been single for a while.
You've been single for a while?
No, my mom was.
Oh, your mom was. Oh, okay.
She hooked up with one of my ex-boyfriends.
Oh, okay. That's like way more weird.
She hooked up with one of your ex-boyfriends.
Yeah, and it creeped me out so bad. Seriously, I not only could I never speak to him again, I really had a hard time even looking at my mom.
Yeah.
I mean, it was really, really bad.
What what were the circumstances? Were they all at a party together or did like he call her? I mean, how did that happen?
Don't know all the circumstances. I just know that my mom at one point asked me, basically, you know, did you ever sleep with your boyfriend? Because I did.
Oh, God. I would throw up immediately.
Oh my! What did you say when that happened?
It was really bad.
Wow.
It was really, really bad.
Wait, was he your boyfriend at the time or was he an ex already?
No, it was an ex-boyfriend.
Okay, all right.
I was an adult. I was already in my early 20s.
Yeah.
I mean, it was disgusting to me. Huh. I don't know any other word. So.
Like, even your close friends aren't supposed to do that. And then if your mom does it, it just makes it like 10 times worse.
Would,
yeah.
Do you think that the guy did it because he was mad at you? Like, he was trying to get back at you? Or?
Oh, he was definitely mad at me.
So he was like, yeah. Huh.
He was
definitely
mad at me. Absolutely. There's no way I'd ever tell my mom that, but yeah.
So you think it was like I got it. Are they still hooking up or has she moved on to someone?
No.
Okay.
No. I think it was a one-time thing, hopefully. I don't know. I didn't ask a whole lot of details because I was so completely grossed out.
No, I get it. Yeah, you don't want all the gory details when it's your mom and your ex. Hey, thanks so much for calling. We really appreciate it. Wow.
Here, Am I Wrong? Weekdays at 6 a.m. and 8 a.m. Or hear the podcast at WAPE.com or on our Big 8 mobile app.